my dear, wonderful, and beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, February the 16th, 2014. So the Most High, exerting energy to overturn the shadow of death. And we're examining this word shadow of death, breaking this word down into its composites, etymological roots, the word that has to do with the shadow portion, shadow or shade, shadow on a dial, shadow as protection, shadow as symbolic of transitoriness of life. Meaning, let's see this word transitoriness. We want to be very precise and exact. Impermanence, or that which is not permanent, that suggests the inevitability of ending or dying. So this is describing something that is not here to stay. Now, when you check out the word shadow, there's going to be other usages of the word shadow having to do with that which is permanent in the New Testament that we're going to get to. But here, this word shadow can be seen as protection. Okay? The Most High is our protection. Shadow on a dial or sun dial. Now, when you check the sun, the African ancestors studied the sun. The sun shines on an object. And the sun shining on that object causes that object that the sun is shining on to cast a shadow. And that shadow is the image, and likeness of that object that is casting that image and likeness, that is the shadow, because of being under the sun. You understand? So now, this shadow of death, not shadow of life, but shadow of death. The Most High is overturning the shadow of death. This death system that is not here to stay. This system that is the image of the beast and the image of Satan. Let's hit that word death. Let's hear the pronunciation of the word death in shadow of death.
Strong's H, 4194. Maveth. Maveth.
Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, 4194. Maveth. This means death, dying, realm of the dead, death by violence, state of death, place of death. We're talking about a system of death. The root to this word is this one.
Strong's H, 4191. Muth. Muth.
Hebrew side, 4191. Muth. To die, kill, have one executed. Do they not execute innocent people? And because the system has victimized all of us, all are innocent in this sense, that we are made to be criminals because of maneuvering of the system, destruction of job, destruction of health care, destruction of education, the causing of hatreds, animosities, and divisions within the human family, all the way down to our specific family members, Muslims hate Christians. Christians hate Muslims, hate Hindus, hate Zoroaster, hate Jew, hate this one, hate that one, black, hate white, hate brown, hate red, hate yellow, these in Africa, hate the one in the Middle East, hate the one in Europe, hate the one in Asia, hate the one in North America, hate the one in South America, all of these enmities and hatreds fostered by the wicked ruling class who have created a system that causes death, causes the definition here, one of the definitions, to die, perish of a nation. So nations of people dying because of warfare and bloodshed. Look at your computer. I'm on my computer now. I'm using electronic gadgets. But these electronics, these gadgets, these digital and electronic devices are the aggregation, collection of material mass, resources, minerals, elements that come from the Congo. And from 1990 to now, you have probably 10 million deaths in the Congo because of these multinational corporations fostering warfare, fostering bloodshed, fostering death through Yoweri Museveni of Uganda. He's on the CIA payroll. Paul Kagame of Rwanda. He is on the CIA payroll. Joseph Kabila in Congo is on the CIA payroll to foster death, warfare, bloodshed. That whole genocide in Rwanda was created by the CIA under the auspices of Bill Clinton, a Democrat, fostering bloodshed and death and invasion of nations and countries and peoples and tribes, instigating the death of nations, the perishing of peoples and nations to establish mining corporations, M-I-N-I-N-G, mining corporations, to mine diamonds, M-I-N-E, mine diamonds, mine copper, mine coltan, mine uranium. These resources, these aggregate collective mass of materials used to construct computers and cell phones, to construct your diamond rings and earrings and bracelets and so on, and jewelry, used in warfare, uranium, used in warfare. When you check World War II, Hitler could not have done what he did if he was not supported by industry and supported by the diamond industry and supported by the mining industry. There is something called industrial diamonds, black diamonds. These diamonds are used in industry, including war industry. Then there is something called uranium and other resources used in warfare, that if this ceased, no more warfare, no more bloodshed, because the war industry needs certain products in order to conduct warfare, bloodshed. When it was illegal to trade with Hitler, House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimer family and others in industry were supporting Hitler, so death could occur. Death of peoples, death of nations. 6 million Jews, then our sisters and brothers, whom we love and are sorry, they were devastated and destroyed and killed. And today in the Congo, 10 million, all begun by CIA operations assassinations in order to get at the diamond and the resource mineral wealth. So this type of system is in the image, is the shadow, the image of the mind of wicked ruling class, ruling families, Satan's. And Satan is the opposer. Satan is the adversary of life. And this system of death, hell, and destruction is in the image of the mind of Satan in the personages of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So the Most High is that spirit, soul, energy, force that is here within you and me, within I and I, to overturn such a terrible, nasty, rotten system of death. Then the scripture says, in the morning, the Most High overturns the shadow of death, turneth the shadow of death into morning, and maketh the day dark. Now this portion, into the morning, maketh the day dark with night, has to do with the proper usage of darkness as that womb and birth process that takes place in darkness to produce life and life more abundantly. Let's see, into the morning. And I should have seen whether or not these death and shadow of death were masculine or feminine. Let's try to go back over that right quick. The shadow of death collectively is a masculine noun. So we see that the masculine is being misused. The sacred and divine masculine is misused. And shadow is a masculine noun, but it's being misused. And then let me see this other one. That is death. The word death is masculine, and the root to that one is a verb. So what we are looking at is the misuse of the sacred and divine masculine. Is it not the reality that the men are in control of this system? And even if you are a woman who wants to advance in politics, you have to come to the political table in the same way that those controlling men want you to. Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, plotting the death of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya to overturn a government and a man that was using his oil wealth in Libya to produce free education for all the way up into college. If you couldn't find the knowledge inside Libya, wherever you went, your education was paid for. Free health care. If you couldn't find what you needed in Libya and you had to go overseas, paid for by the oil, mineral, resource wealth of Libya, Muammar Gaddafi under the control. Newlyweds, having children, given a home. Muammar Gaddafi said he did not want to see his parents in a home until every citizen of Libya was in a home. And Muammar Gaddafi, if I understand the history correctly, never had a home and lived in a tent. So you had this type of man who was even seeking to unite the nations of Africa, set up an African Central Bank, an African Monetary Fund, to disconnect Africa from the shadow of death that we are talking about. Muammar Gaddafi was seeking to overturn the economic commerce, trade and commerce, shadow of death that was set up by the House of Rothschild through the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization. Make Africa independent. Cause Africa to exist on her own, independent, and have an African Central Bank Monetary Fund, and use her own wealth and monies and minerals for the benefit of all the people. Muammar was seeking to do the same in the Caribbean. And so Hillary Clinton helped the CIA and the House of Rothschild assassinate the man by using Al-Qaeda, who was created. Al-Qaeda was created by the CIA. Now, these members of Al-Qaeda are victims. They're poor, working class, oppressed Arabs, Europeans, so-called professing Muslims who are being abused and misused by the CIA because of destruction of wealth resources, or I should say destruction of having access to the wealth and the resources. They're poor, they're oppressed. So the CIA, under the cover of Al-Qaeda leadership, entices them into Al-Qaeda to perpetuate chaos, death, hell, destruction, to perpetuate the image of the wicked ruling class, and to perpetuate the shadow or image and likeness of death. And so these were used by President Barack Obama, Secretary of State at the time, Hillary Clinton, Britain, Israel, Canada, France, Italy, all of them assassinated Gaddafi and used those who were angry at Gaddafi, who lived in Benghazi, who were under the old leadership that Gaddafi overturned in the 60s. These began to kill and destroy black African Libyans. Jail black African Libyans and black African Libyans and black African citizens of other African nations are suffering untold sufferings that they never speak about on the news. And Hillary Clinton was asked about this whole situation, and she laughed and she said, "Ha ha ha, we came, we saw, we killed." Something like some sick statement like that. Why? Because she can't be a woman. She can't be a mother. She can't feel for a human being, because she has to do what they tell her to do. She has to come like the misuse and abuse of the sacred and divine masculine. So now we're turning the shadow of death into the morning, making day dark with night. We're using darkness for truth, justice, and righteousness now. We are overturning this system of death, hell, and destruction, and taking the womb, and we're going to produce love and righteousness. The words in the morning. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 1242. Boker. Boker.
This Boker, Hebrew side, 1242, is a masculine noun, and it is defined as morning, break of day, end of night, coming of daylight, coming of sunrise, beginning of day, bright joy after the night of distress. So this daybreak that is produced by darkness used properly is the daybreak after the misuse of darkness and the production of the image of wickedness and Satan as this system, which is the shadow and image and likeness of the mind of Satan. Let's see. Let's go back in the morning, into the morning, and maketh the day. The words maketh the day. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 3117. Yom. Yom.
Yom, 31:17, Hebrew Side Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This part of speech is masculine noun. So we see that the sacred and divine masculine is being used properly. This word defined as day, time, year. Day as opposed to night. Day in a 24-hour period. Day as defined in Genesis chapter 1. Division of time. Lifetime. Today, yesterday, tomorrow, a year. The Africans are they who first taught this reality of time, energy, and space and began to clock the sun, moon, stars, and planets and understand how the sun moves in cycles of time. 24 hours is a cycle of time we get for a day. Another cycle of time is 7 days. Another cycle of time is a month. Another cycle of time, 12 months and 12 zodiac signs in the 12 months. Another cycle of time is a 26,000 year period of time that the sun at the same time within the constraints of 12 months is going through the 12 signs of the zodiac clockwise. There is a counterclockwise movement of the sun that takes 26,000 years. We'll cover that later in detail. But in the time of, they say, of Abraham, the sun in the 26,000 year period cycle was in the sign of Taurus. Then the Moses time period is the time of Aries. Taurus the bull, Aries the ram. And the Hebrews had the ram's horn, and they were sacrificing rams. And the Lamb of God, Lamb of God, the people Israel. Then you had the time of Jesus and Christianity, as we would call it, which is the time of Pisces. That is clocking the sun moving in a 26,000 year period of time in the reverse zodiac. Today we are in the time of Aquarius, as that sun making its way in the 12-month cycle clockwise, at the same time, a 26,000-year period of time, counterclockwise, the sun is in the age of Aquarius, and we are going to be going over some more of that later. But understand and know that the Africans divided the heavens into 12 parts, gave the heavens all of the symbolic significance, characteristics, and attributes that we read about in the zodiac signs that are reflective of the attributes, characteristics that are found within each and every one of us, as all of us are micro, mini universes. The babies must understand this science, sisters and brothers. Into the morning maketh the day dark. Now, this dark is a verb. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H2821. Hashach. Hashach.
Hashach. Hebrew 2821. To be or become dark, grow dim, to be black, to be hidden. Keep these words in mind. We're going to be dealing with the hidden and unseen one. We're going to be dealing with darkness and light and the womb that reveals into the light that which was hidden in the darkness. We're talking now about darkness used properly. Everything starts in darkness, whether good or bad. But the Most High has overturned the shadow of death, and now we see light and darkness being used properly, and darkness being used to produce light, as this dark universe, which is that sacred divine womb that we come out of, produces the light of the sun, and this is the interplay and interconnection and the proper usage of darkness for good, as darkness is that birth process that we must use for good. It says, maketh the day dark with night. This word night, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's 8:39:15. Layel. Layel.
Layel. 39:15. Hebrew side. Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. This is a masculine noun. Night as opposed to day. Even of gloom. And then protective shadow. The gloom would be what we are coming out of. Now we're coming into the protective shadow. And the darkness as masculine. We will see in Africa Kemet and the furthering of this quantum physics, quantum mechanics examination, how this is all going to come together. But we see that darkness and light now being used for righteousness to produce the civilization of light. So the Most High, the one that is the generator of energy in the universe, working to overturn the system of death, hell, and destruction, causing the usage of darkness for the production of goodness and righteousness and light, also calleth for the waters. The word calleth. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 7121. Kara. Kara.
Kara. Hebrew, 7121. To call. To call out. To recite. To proclaim. To cry. To call unto. To call for help with the name of God. To read aloud. To summon. So the waters are being called out. The waters are being called forth because we need help to produce life. The waters are being summoned. The waters are being called by name. Let's take this last break or next break. Next break. And I will see you on the other side of the break.